When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi everyone. Hey gorgeous. It's Jackie J, your girl. Welcome back to Natch Butte. And if it's your first time here, welcome. We welcome you with open arms. So, TBH, this is the first episode I'm recording since the pod dropped. So, I've been getting a lot of questions, a lot of rebuttals, and I need to clear up some shit. So if you'd bear with me for a moment, you know, like in the old YMs at the beginning, there'd always be like letters to the editor. I feel like that's what this is. I have to like just clarify a bunch of stuff that I said wrong because I recorded the first few episodes of this podcast like half a year ago, basically now. So a lot of the information I said is inaccurate. And therefore, I will be well aware of it in the future. But I was a newbie and I was going off the cuff. Okay, so I said a few things that weren't correct. Here I am to correct them. Okay, let's just go down the list. Episode 1 with Esther. I discussed the Scylla sponge. I've been getting tweets, text messages. I've been getting DMs. So like some kind of fuckboy on Instagram. Everybody's talking to me about this damn Scylla sponge. So the Scylla sponge is from Molly Cosmetics. And I said on the podcast, Molly is a Chinese company. It is not. It is from Singapore. Okay? So I gotta correct that. Do I have a geography map in front of me? No. But it is from Singapore. Molly Cosmetics is a cruelty-free company. They are not a vegan company, but the Scylla sponge definitely doesn't have anything. No animals are in it. I will say that since this recording, a ton of other companies have copied the Scylla sponge because it's this huge item in the beauty blogger world. So everybody trying to get a piece of the pie and they're all duping it and putting out their own. So if you see an Instagram ad or a Facebook ad, it is not the original Scylla sponge. It is an evil corporation duping somebody else's genius idea. So I recommend going on Molly Cosmetics, buying your own Scylla sponge instead of, you know, supporting a company who ripped off their idea. However, I will say I do feel a little guilty about the carbon footprint of my silicone makeup sponge coming all the way here from Singapore. So if that's a concern for you, buy local. But I just had to put that out there. Second thing, Kojin Doe, the high-end foundation that Esther wears, I said something along the lines of, oh, well, if it's from Asia, it's probably not cruelty-free. Kojin Doe happens to be cruelty-free. So if you're looking for a very expensive $62 a bottle high-end foundation, Esther wears Kojin Doe Manafashi Aqua Foundation, and it is available at Sephora. She also referenced a light therapy mask, and it is, now since I've done research, it is the Neutrogena Light Therapy Acne Mask. It is $35. You put it on and you look like a member of Daft Punk. It's supposed to clear up your acne, and I want to buy it for y'all and tell you about it, but I don't have any acne. What can I say? I'm not really the right person for that. So if anyone out there wants to buy it, put it on, and give your girl an honest review, hit me up. Unfortunately, I don't have acne anymore. I'm all about the anti-aging now. So that's that. Let's see. Okay. Too Faced. I discussed the Too Faced Sweet Peach Palette. Too Faced is a cruelty-free company. They are not a vegan company. Some things are vegan, some things are not. They have a list on their website. It is owned by Estée Lauder, the parent company, which does test on animals. However, I have decided that I'm still going to support cruelty-free companies even if they have a parent company that tests on animals because I have to live my fucking life, okay? I have to live my fucking life! And I still go to Taco Bell and I order vegan food at Taco Bell, but they They still serve meat there, but I still go there, okay? I still gotta eat. I still gotta buy makeup. So just do you, honey. If you're a better vegan than me, go ahead. Live your life, okay? This is my stance, so stop tweeting me that Kat Von D's makeup is cruelty-free and vegan. I know, honey. I am well aware, but I appreciate everybody wanting me to buy it, okay? And I don't have anything against Kat Von D. I went as her for Halloween a few years ago. I have a lot of her makeup. Okay, let's see what else. Okay, this is the biggest one I got the most text, tweets, messages about. Leaping bunny. So the leaping bunny on the back of your makeup products, if something has the little bunny on the back, it means that the company is verified as a cruelty-free company. It does not mean it is a vegan company. So I have to clear that up because I said it wrong. So you can check the back, see if the leaping bunny's on there. Then you know no little bunnies were strapped down, shaved, and poured makeup on. I know it's fucked up, okay? That's why I'm bringing this light to us. And I talked about makeup wipes. I've found one that I'm using right now that is cruelty-free. It's the Yes 2 brand. You can get it at CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, wherever, okay? Target. It is a cruelty-free, Leaping Bunny-approved company. I'm using Yes to Coconut. I find it very nourishing. And it's doing a fabulous job getting off my makeup. So holla back at me, Yes 2. Yas Queen, okay? Okay, the stupidest thing I said was probably that Burt's Bees is vegan. Obviously, they're not vegan because they're fucking named after bees, okay? So most of their products have fucking beeswax and honey in them. And everybody's always like, what's the deal with bees? Like, they're fucking insects. Why do we give a shit about the bees? And I'll tell you why, honey. Bees are endangered, okay? We need them to cross-pollinate our crops. And they're dying because we're raping them all for their fucking honey and their beeswax, okay? That's why vegans are like, we set a precedent with animals, okay? We don't own them. We can't just let them do whatever they want, you know? We can't take what they're given. We want them to do what they want, okay? So that sets the same precedent with these beetles that are crushed up. It's like, why do you give a shit about crushed up beetles? I don't necessarily. I'm just saying it sets a precedent for the way we look at and treat animals, okay? Beetles are probably, if we crush them up and put them in our lattes and shit, is the world gonna end? Probably not. But we are gonna die if the bees die! Okay? So I had to clear that up. Oh, and another thing. Okay, this is a lot of fucking disclaimers. Okay. So the two things that are mostly in makeup that you see that isn't vegan. Carmine is the crushed up beetles, okay? And the second one is lanolin. Lanolin is a wax secreted by the sebaceous glands of wool-bearing animals. So it's essentially sheep grease. And it is in Earthang, honey. Read the labels. That's all I gotta say. It is in a lot of lip products. It's in a lot of eye palettes. And it doesn't necessarily mean like cheap, you know, like a drugstore or cheaper, stuff. Guess who's got fucking lanolin in everything? Glossier, which people are like, I love Glossier. And I'm not trying to throw shade at Glossier. I'm just saying, read the ingredients because we're putting sheep grease on our face. Why are we doing that? I don't know, but I just want y'all to know I don't buy shit that they had to scrape grease off of a sheep to put on our fucking face. Do we really need makeup that badly? I don't think so. Okay, the last thing I'm going to say, I feel like I'm going on, and my guest is sitting here, and she doesn't deserve this. In episode 2 with Deanna, I discussed Farsali Unicorn Essence. I said it was an indie brand. As of now, it is not an indie brand. It's now at Sephora. They have officially sold out to the corporate man, and now they're at Sephora, and it's $54 a bottle. That being said, I really want it. I really want it so bad. Like, every fucking girl on Instagram, every YouTube guru is using it. I really want it. However, I cannot find any information if it's cruelty-free or not. If anybody out there knows, holla at yo girl, okay? I also discussed unicorn shit. Since I recorded this podcast, there's so much more unicorn shit. It's everywhere. It's inundating our lives. Tarte just came out with an entire line of unicorn shit. Unicorn brushes, where the brushes look like unicorns. And fucking horns, and they're colorful and shit. I don't know why everyone's obsessed with unicorns right now. I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm just putting it out there. If you want to come at me like, girl, you didn't talk about this product. Girl, you didn't talk about the unicorn tart. I'm like, bitch, I recorded this 7 years ago, okay? I recorded this podcast when I was graduating high school. So that's why I didn't discuss it. Last thing I'm going to say on episode 3 with Haley, ColourPop. I said ColourPop is a cruelty-free vegan company, but it is not. It is a cruelty-free company, but not all vegan. Some of the eyelashes have the crushed up beetles in them. Okay, last thing I'm going to say, please don't DM me and snap me things y'all want me to know, only because I lose track of them. So guys, if you go to facebook.com/NatchButePod, I will be listing all of the things we discussed today in our episode so that you will be able to find them. I got a lot of messages from people saying I'm driving, I'm about to run off the side of the road and kill people because I'm trying to write down everything you're saying. I got you, girl. Go on the Facebook page, facebook.com/NatchButePod. I'm going to list everything we discussed there for easy access. We also have a P.O. box. I've already been getting a few messages from people. Send me your shit, honey. I'm a beauty guru now. Yes. Send me your free products and I will try them and I will spill the tea. So that's all. Let's get to our guest. She's been sitting here patiently for 10 minutes and 23 seconds. Her name, I won't even tell you your name first. I wrote you a little intro.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. So if you have a TV and you have internet on your TV, you probably have streaming capabilities. Get on that Netflix and look up Orange is the New Black, honey. She's on seasons 1 and 2. If you have HBO Go, you could check out Crashing. It is complete now, but it's up on HBO Go. Get caught up. Jurassic World is streaming on HBO Go. She's in that. Check out that shit. She also has her own podcast called With Special Guest Lauren Lapkus. Spoiler alert, that's who's here, okay? Welcome!
Oh my God, I'm so excited!
I cannot believe... Thank you for sitting through that.
I was dying to, like... Well, first of all, what I loved about it was that I felt like I was in on, like, you making a Snapchat. Like, I watch your Snapchats, like, my, like, bedtime stories. I loved to just
Would
hear you rant about something, and I'm like, I'm watching it happen live.
You sent me a message when you were in London shooting a movie, like, hey, could you do a Snapchat rant for me because I'm bored?
I like needed it. Like, it's very soothing to me to watch you get worked up about something. I don't know why.
Would you say that you're a member of the 200?
I am. I'm 100% a member. I think I'm like one of the first 10.
I think you definitely are.
Like,
I mean, we've been doing comedy together for like, it feels like forever.
It has been many years at this point. I do think you should say your Snap name right now just in case anyone wants to know what it is.
Okay, so I always say this. My name is Jackie Johnson. It's the most common name. I think it's the second most common last name in America other than Smith. So it's hard to find me on social media because everything was taken.
But that's what I'm saying. Okay. Tell the people.
My Snap name is at Jackie Michelle J, and Michelle has one L, and that has been the bane of my existence. I miss emails all the time because people put two L's in Michelle. It's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, honey.
I wonder if you would change it to like Natch Butte Jackie or something.
Right, I think I might eventually.
Yeah.
If this becomes something.
It might be worth it. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
Just because it's so hard. I mean, like, it's hard to find people. I feel like on Snapchat, they don't make it easy to find people anyway. Like, the fact that you can't just search Jackie Johnson and see, like, all of the options of the people, you have to know the name. Like, I feel
it's
like...
It's so unuser-friendly.
I hate it.
It's so annoying. So, you think I could do that after this? Because I just said my real name.
Oh, yeah. I think you can. And people will figure it out.
Is it locked in? Like, am I locked for life?
I don't know
as
about...
As Jackie Michelle J?
No, I bet you could change it and be fine. And, like, if you kept the other one... Even if you made a new one and had the other one, like, kind of have an update of, like, go find me at this one now or whatever.
I don't know. My Snap views have been going down,
well, people
downtown.
Are losing interest in Snapchat. Actually, almost this morning, I was like, I want Snapchat to go away. And then I was like, no, I don't, because I like watching Jackie. But I actually kind of hate everything else that I see on there. Like, it's pretty boring.
Yeah, I just think Instagram sucks, and I hate how they think they're everything now.
Well, like, they just made disappearing stories, disappearing messages, so you can send, like, a Snapchat.
Ugh,
so they're just doing Snapchat.
The live! I'm like, we don't need to see you!
No.
We don't need to see you anymore!
Dude, I did a live thing because I was bored in my car, and it was, like, one of the most interesting and worst things that's ever happened.
I did one and it was so sad. Only 4 people watched and it made me so depressed. And I like was like, I'm never doing this again. Four people.
That sucks. I got a lot of people writing mean stuff. So I was like,
show
fuck
me your
you.
Tits. Get your tits out. So stupid.
People are so rude.
What are we doing with our lives?
I don't know. I wondered that many times during the Snap or the Instagram live.
I wanted you to answer an icebreaker question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember like the first perfume you ever wore?
Wow. Okay. The first person that comes to mind is Tinkerbell. Do you remember those Tinkerbell products from when you were little that was like kind of fake makeup?
The little roller?
Yes. I had a little... So I had that, which wasn't like something I wore every day or anything, but I loved playing with it. And I remember the smell of it. There was a perfume with that kit. And then I also... Then like in middle school is when I got into like body fantasies and like...
The body spray?
Yes, like so many sprays.
Do you remember
sprays.
Your scent?
I loved the... There was like a pear one that I really liked.
Yes!
And then like cucumber melon, which was like the scent of the times. And like Bath & Body, like once we started going there, it
Freesia.
Was... Freesia!
Yes.
Wow!
But Freesia gave me headaches. It was so pungent.
Yeah. I've never really been a flowery sort of perfume person. But I did like the fruity scents back then. Now I wear like more masculine scents usually.
Yeah, I'm all about that androgyny, baby. Do you remember like CK1?
Yes.
That was androgynous.
Oh, yes. Oh no, do you remember Gap Grass Dream?
Gap Grass was my shit. I actually don't
Grass
think,
was the best.
I don't think I ever bought it because I had no money, but I would like just spray it all over myself in the sample. But
oh my God.
That was my favorite one.
Dream was really good too. And there was another one that I can't. Earth. Yes, but Grass was the shit.
Yeah, somebody needs to bring that shit back.
Dude, they're doing all their 90s stuff now. They might as well do that. Like Gap is like bringing back the 90s clothes.
You know, Gap follows me on Twitter.
What?
Yeah, it's because for Hello Giggles, we went to Bonnaroo and Gap sponsored us and gave us all their clothes. It was like literally the best day of
my
life.
That's amazing.
And they follow me and I should DM them because I know a couple of the chicks there and be like, hey, where Gap Grass at, honey?
Yeah,
get that shit
bring
back.
Bring it back.
I would buy it.
I would so buy it. Just nostalgically, like without even smelling it, I would just buy it, I think, and just like want to have it.
You ever smell a scent and it just takes you back?
Yes.
There's my first boyfriend wore Acqua D'Agio.
Oh my
God. And every time I'm in an elevator with a guy with it on, or like I think Mono Agopian wears. He's a comedian, we both know. He wears it, and every time I'm like, ah, it like takes me back to my virginity.
Yes.
Honey. That hymen grows back every time.
I have a very bad memory associated with the Abercrombie and Fitch smell. So whenever I walk past that store in the mall, I get really upset.
Well, we won't bring that up then.
No, but I do think it's fun.
I mean, there's just so much to talk to you about.
I'm so excited.
I kind of wanted to like see if you had any stories about like I just see all the women on the call sheet for Orange is the New Black, and I'm like, how did they get all those women through hair and makeup every morning? Did you guys have to get there at like 3 a.m.? I know that it was a pretty natural look for most of
but
the women.
But it still involved a lot of makeup.
Right.
I mean, so many of those natural looks do, and my hair on that show was shellacked so hard to my head that like I would take out my bun at the end and it would just like stay. Like it was just like, it like hurt to like shake it out.
Because you played a correctional officer.
Yes, and I had a very tight bun. In the beginning I had a ponytail, and I think they realized that people would rip that off my head super easily.
Oh my God.
Right? Like you have to have a tight bun.
Yes, you can't be rolling up at prison with a pony.
No.
That's a death sentence.
No, but we did have to get there super early. I mean, there were so many people. I was like number like 50 something, 60 on the call sheet. Like,
oh my
gosh. There was just so many people on that cast.
Just for those who don't know, there's kind of like politics involved in the call sheet in Hollywood. Like, if you're number one on the call sheet, that means like you run the show.
Yeah.
And then there's like politics involved and it's in contracts. That's how big of a deal it is.
Yes, it is.
Who's number one on Orange?
I think it would have been Taylor Schilling. Yeah.
And then two, Laura Prepon.
Probably, yeah.
That's my guess. Yeah. I like to play that game with myself.
It's fun.
Like, Santa Clarita Diet.
Uh huh.
I'm like, is Drew Barrymore number one?
Absolutely.
Or is Timothy Oliphant?
No. Drew, of course.
I don't know, though. It's kind of his show.
But she's Drew Barrymore.
But he's Timothy Oliphant.
I mean, he is.
He was number one on a call sheet of a show for 7 seasons.
Okay, then maybe he is.
That's what I'm saying. I need answers, damn it. If anybody works on Santa Clarita Diet, send me a text. I've already asked a few people that I know that are like kind of tertiarily involved. Because I want to fucking know. I agree. Drew Barrymore is a huge movie star. But Timothy Oliphant is a huge star in his own right,
no,
especially
true.
In television. And they're both producers. Because I was like...
Yeah, that's when it gets tricky.
Yeah.
Wait, do you know about her makeup line, Flower?
I do, but I haven't bought any of it yet.
Okay, I'm really curious about it because I follow her on Instagram, and I did that movie Blended with her, and a little makeup story from that is that she was so nice, and we were doing this scene on like the bleachers one day with like a bunch of background artists, and we were sitting there, and she was so kind and like sat next to me and talked to me, and she liked my nail polish and asked me the name of it because she was working on her line and wanted to like know that color so she could kind of do it. Color that was similar.
God, you're royalty.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore is everything. I mean, she's the 90s queen. She has a butterfly tattoo under her pussy.
What?
Or above it. She has she has a butterfly tattoo like on her belly, like low on her belly.
Okay, but under your pussy is so different. I was like picturing it like, what
on her taint.
The fuck? Yeah, no. And she has one on her foot that she Instagrammed recently that was like very blurry now. How's your removal going?
Not well. I'm really upset.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, can I see it?
Yeah, I'll show you. Basically, I got a tramp stamp in 2003. Everybody, it's a star. And I decided when I got married last year, I was like, you know what? I'm a married woman. And I was like trying on wedding dresses and it kept like showing. And I was like, I think it's time to go.
Yeah.
And over a year and a half now, still on me here.
How many times have you gone? Oh, it's very faint, though.
But not really. I mean,
I can still see it fully.
I've gone 9 times.
Yeah.
I've driven to Pasadena and back, sat through the laser, hurts a lot, hurts for like a week after, very tender, and it's still there. Meanwhile, it's all coming back. The tramp stamps are coming back.
Are they really?
The belly rings, the nipple rings, all the shit like our era is all returning. Like, when I saw Britney Spears in Vegas, her tramp stamp is like out. She's like, yes, I'm proud. I'm the early 2000s queen, and I got my tattoo because of her.
Really?
Yeah, like straight up.
I think she should own it for sure. I mean, but it doesn't look bad now that it's faint. It's not like, it still works as like, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think if you were getting it removed and it started to look like nothing, then it might be worse if it was like half something.
I think I'm going to keep doing it until it's gone.
Yeah.
Just because, why not?
Well, you've committed at this point.
Exactly. But I haven't written a Yelp review on my laser place yet. And girl, you better believe the tea is coming because I have something to say. 9 sessions and this shit's still on? What are they doing?
It's so...
Turn up the juice! Crank the machine!
Yes. It is so important to leave Yelp reviews.
Yes.
I actually like listen to them so much and they really guide me. And if someone were to say, like, I've been doing this for 9 times and it's barely gone.
Well, there's rumors that, I don't want to say the name of the place yet. There's rumors that this place purposely turns down the juice.
Wow.
So that you have to keep paying and coming back.
That's nasty.
I'm telling you, though, it's kind of like a used car salesman thing. Like, they're the people who convinced me to get Botox for my wedding and over-injected me and my face was frozen and I looked like a psychopath.
I want to talk about this because, of course, I didn't know you had Botox at your wedding. You looked beautiful.
Thanks,
but
girl.
Then when
Lauren was in my wedding, guys. She was a groomsman.
He wore a suit. It was really cool. But I just wanted to ask you about that because then when you talked about it, I don't know if you talked about it on your podcast or no, it must have been a while ago on your Snapchat or something. Because I did like you posted the pictures or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I saw. And I was like, oh, I guess I can see how it's like different from how you normally look. But then I also like kind of chalked it up to like makeup. Like it's just you're more done up than you would be on a regular day. So did you feel self-conscious of it on the day?
I didn't, but the pictures are worth 1,000 words. I mean, there's this one picture. I'll post it when this podcast goes up. I'm dancing with my dad, and I like kind of lost it when that happened.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, I feel so bad for you. You paid for this whole thing, and it's almost over. And my face is, the bottom half of my face is crying, so I'm like making kind of a downward mouth, and the whole top is nothing, like nothing at all. And I look like a sea hag monster, and it's so funny. I blew it up and gave my dad a big print of it, because I look fucking terrible.
Did your whole family know you did the Botox?
Nobody knew.
Oh.
Adam didn't even know until months later when I said something about it.
That's funny. You didn't mention it to him when you were doing it?
No, because I knew he'd be mad.
Yeah. Well, because you look great. You don't need it.
Because sometimes I like look in the mirror and I like pout my lips and I'm like, Adam, should I get lip filler? And he's like, of course not. You're ridiculous. And I'm like, I know, but I want to be cool.
I have the same thoughts, though. I feel like I'm like pretty much against all of it. And then I'm like, but what if I did it and I looked really good?
I'm telling you, it's fucking social media.
I know.
I never hated anything about myself. My iPhone camera is so strong. I can like see my ugly soul when I look at myself in the camera. It's like 9,000 megapixels. Look at how ugly you are. And I never, because I went back and looked at pictures of me from like 5 years ago. And I had the same lines on my eyes that I had then, but now they bother me.
See?
What happened, honey? And my fucking nose. Like, I don't mind my nose, but the iPhone lens makes my nose because it's a wide angle lens. And I got a schnauzer on me. I'm not a small nosed woman.
I have a schnoz.
Isn't
but I'm fine with it. Well, but then I'm not. because then I, but it's all social media and actually all of the internet, because it's like, I typically, no one comes up and tells you what's wrong with you.
Right.
And then you Google yourself and you're like, oh, I guess these are the things everyone hates about me, but also fuck off. Because
right.
It's my, I need to not take in any of that shit, but it's so hard.
Yeah. And I think I say this to all comedians and women who like talk to me about makeup and stuff. I'm like, we have to revolt, because if we don't, we're all going to look like aliens. We have to not fuck
yes.
our faces up. We have to fight back against the industry saying you have to be flawless. You can't have lines on your face. You have to have supple, full face mm-hmm. full of injectables. Ladies, if you're out there, like, really just don't do it. And I'm
I
off
agree.
The juice. I haven't juiced since my wedding, and
good.
I'm not going to. I'm done with it. Like, yeah, do I hate myself? Yes.
But you're supposed to.
But every day I'm learning to love myself. Okay, self-care.
Well, and that's the real work, though. And not to be corny, but it is, though, because it's like you're going to do that, and you're still going to hate something about yourself or
right.
want to get more when it runs out. And it's like, you'll never be done.
I'm telling you, it's like chasing the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the heroin addicts. It's like you get a little filler, and you're like, I need more.
Mm-hmm.
Or I
and
need
I've seen
this.
It.
Yeah, we don't need that shit.
No. And you see, and I admire so many actresses who don't do that. Actually, I went to this Q&A when I was in London of, it was, they did a screening of 20th Century Women, and Annette Bening did a Q&A afterwards.
She looks so good.
She's amazing. And someone in the audience asked her, and they were like really trying to do it in the most polite way. And they, so it was like this kind of clumsy, long question that came out where I was kind of like cringing. Like,
yeah.
What was it?
Oh.
And it was all like about like youth and her age and like looking how you look on screen and all these kind of things.
It's a touchy issue.
Yes. And I was getting really nervous for Annette. And then she was like, oh, I just like to see people on screen who look like me and who reflect like the age that they are. And I like to, it takes me out of it when I watch something and someone has a lot of work done. She wasn't like talking negatively about it. She probably actually didn't even say those words, but that was the general point, was that she just like appreciated natural aging and like natural beauty. And you see that in her, and her performances are strong. I mean, like, I think partly because of that, where you're seeing like a raw
for sure.
performance where you're not thinking like, about her plastic surgery.
I mean, it's so obvious. I have like 4K Ultra HD 70-inch television.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's so... You can tell when people have shit done, and you can tell when they don't.
Is it one of those TVs where, like, it almost looks like you're watching, like, a play? Like, you know?
Adam has that feature turned off because he hates it.
Yeah, it makes me feel crazy.
It's so weird.
I know.
If you watch Game of Thrones like that, you can literally see the green screens behind them. Like, because they have sets, but then they have green screens
yes.
behind the sets, and they, like, superimpose, like, snow and shit. And you can see the screens.
That's so bad.
I hate it. It's like, guys, can we have a little bit of an illusion
I
here?
I know.
Because those new TVs, I get why people are obsessed with their skin and wanting to look good, because you can see a pore filled with blackhead with powder over it, with makeup over it.
No.
On the TV now.
I need you to stop.
I know it's
That's
really
disgusting.
I know it's terrible, but you gotta get that good lighting, honey. Hire that good DP.
Wait, speaking of pimples, do you like watching pimples being popped?
Yeah. Do you?
No, I mean, I don't really, but I will every once in a while go to Dr. Pimple
yeah.
Popper and like just cringe my night away.
I feel like Dr. Pimple Popper, it's really soothing to me. It's satisfying. It's like, ugh. If I've had a rough day of traffic and like shitty commercial auditions where I drive to Santa Monica and say, juice, and
yeah.
then drive all the way back to my house in bumper to bumper traffic and then don't get a call back.
Yeah.
I like sit back on my spunk mat and I watched Dr. Pimple Popper.
Wait, you've talked about spunk mats. What is that?
It's an acupressure mat. And no, they don't sponsor me. I feel like I've mentioned them twice now. Maybe they will sponsor me.
That'd be a good sponsor.
It's an acupressure mat. And I have gotten a few messages from Snapchat. People purchased it after I talked about it.
Well, hey.
Our backs hurt.
I know.
Life is stressful.
It's all horrible.
And so it's like an acupressure mat. It's covered in needles and you lay on it and it hurts, but like in a good way.
Yeah.
And it's just like my me time.
I like it.
I lay on it. I play Sims on my iPad.
Interesting.
I just chill out.
I'm curious to see what that's all about.
Yeah, if anyone has back pain, just look it up. There's lots of videos that explain the science behind it and different uses for it. I talk about it in the second episode with Deanna.
Oh, cool.
She haven't heard yet because it ain't out.
Yes.
Well, we're already half an hour in. I kind of feel like we should just dive into the magazine.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so excited about this.
I picked this out for you.
Wow.
What I'm holding right now is a YM magazine from October 2002. Avril Lavigne is on the cover, looking real...
Real skater boy.
Real spunky.
Yeah. She has a tie that's like loosely... done, and she's screaming.
Yeah, because she's like, I'm cute, but I want you to think I'm one of the boys. Did you like Avril? Were you a fan?
I did like a few of her songs. What's that kind of slow one,
though? I'm With You.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
I'm with you. Yeah. How are you?
Yeah, she was like kind of my queen.
Yeah.
I had both her first two CDs were everything to me.
Do you sing any of her songs in it with your band?
I do. We do Happy Ending.
Oh, nice.
Which is on the second CD.
That's good.
Yeah. And I would like to do other ones, but they have like kind of piano interludes and we don't have any pianos
yet. Okay.
Did you read magazines as a teen?
Yes. And I was so into, actually when I was like in fifth grade is when I started getting into like 17 because I had a friend who had an older sister.
Oh my God.
I know. So we would read 17 and YM and Teen, well then Teen People came out around.
I love Teen People.
Yeah. And so I loved those magazines. And at first I was kind of like hiding them. And then my mom was like, that's fine. So
because 17 was a little racier.
Yeah.
I remember reading an article in 17 that was like how to give a hand job. My older cousin read it to me and I was like, ew, I'm never touching a penis. That's so disgusting. And we were both like, ew, we have to do that. And like,
you know, there's something about that that's like, I kind of feel like they shouldn't do stuff like that in those magazines. Also partly because you just figure that stuff out. But the other thing is that I'm like, when I was a teenager, it was great to be able to read that kind of stuff. Because we didn't have like easy access to the internet to be searching this shit out and like.
Yeah, and I lived in the Bible Belt and they don't teach you anything. It's crazy like talking to Adam, my husband, who grew up in California versus me. It's crazy like in Dallas, if you're like, hey, I was wondering, I heard something about a handjob. The teacher would go, bless you, child. We don't talk about that. You know, you can't have babies till you're married.
That's insane.
And so like I didn't know shit.
In fifth grade we had sex ed where the teacher showed how to put a condom on a banana.
See, that never happens in Texas.
And we had condoms. I remember that were condoms. We had condoms all like to like, you know, play with and see
never. No condoms. Nothing.
But that's so backward.
Well, also everyone's walking around pregnant.
Right.
I had like 17 friends get pregnant in high school.
Of course you did.
Yeah, because nobody teaches you. You figure it out. You put the puzzle pieces together and then what happens, guys? Babies,
this
honey.
Is horrible.
Teen mom. This article magazine has some articles. Like it has a Planned Parenthood thing in here, which I was like, oh, okay, I see you.
Oh, that's good.
I appreciate that.
Were you allowed to read these magazines?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, I'm not gonna say absentee parents, but I came from a broken home, and so both my parents were stressed and busy, and I was a latchkey kid.
Yes.
So both my parents were at work, and my sister and I just were insane, and we did whatever but we were good kids, but I mean, I was like reading dirty joke books, and like I would go in the room and ask my mom like what things meant, and she'd just tell me. Like, she's a very open parent. Do you remember?
Yes!
Herbal Essences, honey!
Oh, my God. And I just almost did the commercial right now, just by reacting to it.
Okay. Those commercials would make me so uncomfortable, and my dad would come in, watching TV with me.
They're crazy uncomfortable!
They're so provocative, aren't they?
No, but I will say, I bought Herbal Essences and put it in my parents' house for when I go there, because, like, my mom always has these weird shampoos, because we have very different hair.
Yeah.
So I just, like, left it there for, like, ever. And it smells so good.
Smells so good. It actually had a renaissance. It kind of went out for a while, and it's back again. I've been seeing ads for it, so I see you, Herbal Essences. Oh, yeah.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really wanted to ask you about your hair because I've seen you tell people before about your hair. You put something in it because you do have like, you're blessed.
Oh,
you don't have to dye your hair. It's the perfect color. You can keep it long. It's got this perfect tousled beachy wave. And I wanted you to discuss if you're comfortable
yes.
with that. Like kind of because she's blessed, y'all.
Well, okay. I'll tell you what I'm using right now. I'm using some shampoo and conditioner that I got from my hairstylist called Evo, like EVO or Evolution or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's It's really good. I actually really like it a lot. It's I don't know what the name of the actual shampoo is. I think it's called like Revolution Hair Care or some shit.
Is it Evo, like the brand? Oh no, I'm thinking of Eos. Never mind.
No, I've never heard of this brand before, but they just recommended it to me based on my hair type or whatever. And then I use a leave-in conditioner spray, like called Detangled. And I like that a lot. And that's what I just have today, where I just kind of like didn't, I don't comb it anymore. This was something that I was just told.
Oh my gosh.
I just learned this. I'm not supposed to really comb my hair because it takes out the body. So.
Interesting.
Because I have wavy hair. So I have been just letting it, just kind of doing my fingers through it. And I put that spray. And then I just bought something that I really like, which is, it's like the Moroccan oil company, but then they do coconut stuff.
Ooh.
And so I got a coconut curl cream, and I'll crunch that in my hair. I kind of like rub it on my hands and then smush my hair.
When it's wet?
When it's wet.
Okay.
And then it'll dry naturally, like air dry. And then that, it gets pretty curly, and that's good.
And you don't have to blow dry it? Or with a diffuser or anything?
No, I used to do that a lot. And actually, I think that was kind of good for my hair. But I then got really lazy and just started blow drying it with nothing. And it would get kind of frizzy. And so, like, this is my new plan, is kind of this more air dry. I blow dry it a little bit. And I blow dry, like, my bang section a little bit so it's a little straighter. But then that's it.
And you don't color it.
No, I've never.
You're so lucky, I'm telling you, because people are born with boring ass hair colors and we all have mousy brown and dull fucking like gray, almost blonde. Everybody has a diet and like, I'm just so jealous because it sucks to dye your hair, man.
My mom wouldn't let me. Well, at first, I had a two strands dyed, like bleached in the front. My aunt is a hairstylist, so she like bleached my two strands when I was in ninth grade and it was so hilarious looking. I mean, like it was cool at the time. And then my mom was always like, you can never dye your hair because it's really hard to like keep up with and it'll never be done. She just like told me all these things. And so I just never did it. And now I'm thankful. I think at the time I would have been like, oh, it's fun. Like I think, and I still sometimes wish that I could because I get jealous of people where like they change their hair all the time. And I'm like, that seems so fun.
Yeah. Like I feel like every time I see like Katy Perry, her hair is a different color, texture, length.
Yes.
I'm like, how are you doing that, honey?
No, and so many celebrities, although I think a lot of people wear wigs.
A lot of people wear wigs and they look real.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole Kardashian family is sporting a lot of wigs.
Oh, my gosh. Kylie has a whole wig room.
The Pepsi commercial alone. We saw one of her.
It's called a full lace. Mm-hmm. If anyone out there is interested in wigs, one of my favorite makeup gurus on YouTube is Nikita Dragon.
Okay.
She's amazing. And she did a video last month called, like, how do I do my wigs? And her wig guy does the whole process of it. It's a full lace wig. So, like, it literally looks like her hair.
It's incredible.
And it's pink and amazing. And I was like, how much did that wig cost?
I know. They're super expensive. I would love to be able to just pop on a wig, though.
I want like a peachy, kind of orangey pink one, like long.
Yeah.
That I could just like pop on for the Friday night. Or
that's
like,
fun.
Yeah.
But see, I also feel like if I did that, people would be like, what are you doing?
Exactly. But we need to, you know, we need to express ourselves and get out of our comfort zone with makeup. Because I always like see a color on somebody and I'm like, ooh, could I rock a bold purple lip? But I'm like, I don't know, I'm 32. You know, we need to talk ourselves out of that shit.
I think you're really good at trying new things with makeup, though. And, like, I'm always impressed by, like, what the effort that you'll put when you're doing a full face of makeup that I feel like I stop at a certain point, like always, but there was like one time for like a wedding where I like YouTube, like watched a video of like how to do eyeshadow and like I actually used my palette like in a more interesting way. And I was like, oh, that was fun. It wasn't that hard. And then like, I just never did it again. But I want to know how to do it.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm getting better slowly, but there is a fucking art to it. It's not just put makeup on your face. The blending of your hands while you're doing the eye makeup. Because I see a picture or a YouTube and I'm like, oh, I want to do that. And I look like a fucking drunk psycho. I look like it. You know, like it's all about that wrist and the blending of the brushes. And I even ordered all these Morphe brushes. All the YouTube gurus are like, I'm using a Morphe 7587 brush. And they like name every number like we're all supposed to know what that means. Like, oh, yes, I know the 8475. Whatever. I ordered all this Morphe shit because I was like, maybe that's why my makeup looks like shit. Maybe I need the nice brushes. Guess what? Still looks like shit.
No, you know what would be funny, even though I think your makeup always looks good, is like, you know those like Pinterest fails where it's like,
yes.
It'd be funny to do it with makeup where it's like the tutorial and like what you ended up with.
Yes, because I can't, I'm trying to do a cut crease. You know what a cut crease is?
No.
It's basically you put a really dark, fun color in your crease.
Oh.
And you blend it. It's like you do a light version and then a dark version. And then you put a light color, and they use concealer a lot, and you cut the color So there's a stark cut in the color.
I see.
And I've been trying to do it, and every time I just look like shit. I can't blend. I gotta blend.
It's very hard.
I'm gonna get carpal tunnel blending this fucking eye makeup. It does not work for me.
See, I don't have the patience, too, for fucking it up. Because I get very annoyed if I mess up my eyeliner and I have to, like, start over.
The wings?
Ugh, it's so annoying. And then you have to, like, wipe off, like, all the layers that you've already done, and then like kind of try to even it out. I hate it.
Yeah, it's stressful. I that's what I tell people. I'm like, I'm either a 10 or a 0. Like right now, no makeup, just sunscreen.
You have none on?
None, just sunscreen.
Your skin is very nice.
Thanks, girl. Listen. Yeah. Like I said, no acne right now. So.
That's nice. That's a good thing.
So yeah, I'm either at a 10 or a 0. I either have no makeup on or I do like full glam. I think for your party this weekend, this will be out like a month later.
Great, so
no one's going to be like, ew, Lauren didn't invite me. I can even cut this out.
We're hanging out this weekend.
Yeah, we're hanging out this weekend. And I'm going to glam.
Oh, good.
Yeah, just because like there will be people there and I can talk about the podcast and get some promo going, you know, network.
You should.
In the industry, that's what we call it.
There will be a lot of heavy-hitting podcasters.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. We all roll together. We all roll in a gang. All the different networks coming together.
Yes.
Let's get into the... Oh, one more thing I was going to talk about. Do you watch Vanderpump Rules?
Okay, no, but I do watch all the Real Housewives. I cut myself off with Vanderpump because I was like, I have too many shows.
Oh, first I was going to give you this coupon. It's $1 off any Bonnie Bell purchase.
Wow.
It expired in 2002, but I feel like it might work if you want to roll up to Walgreens. Do you remember those like Bonnie Bell lip smackers?
Yes.
And like the one with the different colored swirls in it?
Oh my God, yes. Wait, okay, so first of all, I collected lip smackers, like the chapstick ones.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Then I remember the glosses. I had a watermelon one. It's just coming to me right
yes.
now.
Yes.
That had a gemstone on the top of it. And I loved it so much. It tasted so good. I would just like put it on just to lick it off.
Fancy. I wonder if like we're all going to die from that someday.
Probably.
I was just going to say real quick, Tom Sandoval, who is on Vanderpump Rules, I was like flipping through this at the vet earlier when Chi Chi was getting her shots. And I saw him. He was a teen model.
Oh my God.
And he's in this. And I texted Ariana, his girlfriend, who's my friend, who's going to be on this podcast. And Tom is also going to come on because I want to hear the story.
That is hilarious.
And I was like, oh my God, Ariana, Tom is in this magazine. Not only is he in this magazine, I can't find the picture now, I'll find it for you. He's wearing one of those like ball chain necklaces. Do you remember
I had those? Yeah.
Okay, I need to ask you this. So one time I was in church, like Sunday school, because you know, I was raised Catholic and we had to do like for confirmation, we had to like go to church Sunday school, like tweens.
Oh.
And this guy had one on and I was like talking to him about it and it was like a big one. Because you know, it was kind of like little balls and then giant balls. And I was talking to him about it, and he's like, yeah, that's my pussy necklace. And I was like, first of all, we're in church.
Oh,
disgusting.
What?
And I go, what are you talking about? And he goes, yeah, I like finger my girlfriend with it.
That's the fucking...
Have you ever heard that?
No, and let me tell you, you know he didn't wash that thing.
That's
that
what I'm saying.
So nasty.
Think of all the dirty, like, teen...
His neck.
Neck skin and sweat.
That is so sick.
I mean, that's why I was like, wanted to ask you about this. I was like, you grew up in Chicago, maybe...
Never heard of that. But I had one of those necklaces.
But you didn't use it for anything?
I did not.
Yeah, it's like wrapping it around balls and like anal beads. I don't know. It shook me to the core of the fact that I still remember that. And when I saw that necklace, it like triggered the memory.
Yeah, it's really bad. That's disgusting.
So if you guys know what I'm talking about, please, you know, go on my Facebook or send me a Gmail or whatever. Because I was like, is this a thing?
Yeah. Or did he just do that?
That's what I'm saying. It's like I pulled Snapchat a few days ago about the Marilyn Manson thing.
Oh, I did. I participated in that.
Had you heard that rumor
yes.
before? There was a rumor, I feel like in the late 90s or early 2000s, that Marilyn Manson had two of his ribs removed so he could suck his own dick. And we were randomly watching YouTube videos on Friday night. It's fun to like get high, watch YouTube videos of like the early 2000s and like they're genius. And I feel like we took it for granted as a youth, but they're genius.
Well, like music videos? Or
just the songs. I mean, Bills.
Don't even.
It's
so
genius.
Good. It's so good.
Say My Name by Destiny's Child. Like, we were like, every beat of this song is genius. The lyrics, the dancing, the singing, the outfits. And I was just like, I see you, Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
You made a huge mark on this planet, and you deserve some recognition.
I
feel
agree.
Like we forget.
Independent Women is still like a really good classic song.
And we were watching those videos, and we just started talking, and I was like, did anyone else know that rumor? And everybody on my Snapchat knew that rumor.
Yeah.
It was like over 200 people said yes, they had, and 12 said they hadn't.
That was a very, that was all I knew about him for most of my life.
Like, you know that artist that sucks his own dick?
I can't really imagine that.
I mean, listen.
Like, I guess do it if you can.
Yeah, seriously. Like, save some. Why date? Why get a partner in life? So the quiz that I pulled for you, these quizzes are so, like, I want a man to like me. Like, they're just so, like, cis normative.
Yeah.
They're really, but again, I ate this shit up and it probably made me who I am.
Yeah, I wonder how much it's changed, actually. I'd be curious to compare current YM.
YM doesn't exist.
It doesn't? Oh.
The Teen Vogue is a great magazine now, but I don't think they have quizzes. I don't know. I'm sure I'm going to get 78 tweets that I'm wrong.
Is 17 still a magazine?
I don't know.
We're
this is why
old.
I need a researcher in the room with
no,
me.
No, well, we can go find it out.
I don't think it is.
Yeah.
The print world died. I mean,
I
Playboy took out naked
what
women.
What kid is getting a fucking magazine?
It's called Instagram.
Right.
It's called YouTube.
No, just 17 magazines.
We didn't have that in my day.
We had to buy magazines.
We had to flip the pages and get paper cuts.
I saw this YouTube video of like a baby that's like looking at a magazine and trying to swipe left on it or whatever.
Oh.
I'm like, this is fucking sad.
God. Oh, that made me hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That made my body hurt.
It's very sad.
Have you ever walked up to your door of your house and clicked your clicker, like your car clicker? I've done that before.
No, but that's so funny.
I'm like, open. I'm hitting the button. Okay, so the quiz I have picked out for you is, are you optimistic?
Oh, okay. Not sure.
Because you think, oh, this will be fun. It's like kind of self-reflection. It's not about like, do I flirt too hard? Or like,
right.
It's not, you know, but the questions are still all about guys.
That's so funny.
I know. It's so stupid. So answer these questions as current you, not teen you.
Great.
And like, you're a single lady. Let's
okay.
just put that, you know, you're a single you out in the world. Let me read you the first question.
Okay.
Okay. So it says, are you optimistic? If you haven't smiled since last week, then maybe not.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So question one, your friend wants you to go white water rafting with her. You think A, you'll be tossed from the boat and end up stranded in the woods. B, not only will you be the most talented rafter, but your guide will be so in love with you that he'll offer to take everyone out again for free.
Oh.
This is sociopathic.
Oh.
Or C, it'll be fun, despite the wet clothes.
Oh, my.
So see how they still threw in something about
yeah.
fucking a man? Like,
if you're optimistic, it means you think you'll get fucked at the end.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, gross, honey. Calm down.
I think my answer is more towards A, only because I'm not a good swimmer, so I'm not really interested in whitewater rafting. I think it would be dangerous for me to participate in that.
See, I mean, you and I have the same body mass index.
Yeah.
We're the same height. We have very similar bodies. I also am, like, not really into indoorsy shit.
Yeah.
But I feel like that would be a fun adventure.
Yeah, so I'm kind of going C. I'm kind of going A. I'm like, realistically, will I think it's really fun? Probably not. I'll probably be scared the whole time. But I'm willing to try new things, so
yeah,
maybe
like,
I'm a C.
If your best friend texted you right now and was like, oh my God, I've found this whitewater rafting place. I've scheduled everything. We're going. Wouldn't you be like, okay?
Yeah, I'd probably go.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're both going to say C.
Yeah. And I'm not going to say I'm the best and the guy's going to want to fuck me.
Right. And we all know that these quizzes have a middle answer and then one on either side. And you always want to be the middle.
Yeah.
Because that's like the sane person.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens. Question two. The Halloween dance is on Friday and your friends already have dates. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
This is triggering for me because
yeah.
I never got asked to dance.
Same.
I talked about it in my wedding vows. So you A, ask your best guy friend. B, check the TV listings to see if you'll need to rent a movie that night. Daria. Or C, splurge on that hot cat costume you saw at the mall. It's only a matter of time before you're asked.
Oh, God.
I mean, part of me admires that.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
like The Secret. You know,
yeah.
positive thinking, like you're affirming the guy to ask you out.
Yeah, you bought the costume.
But
I don't know. I think I actually would probably go with A, but I really don't care about staying home alone and watching TV. So I'm kind of like, B, that sounds kind of great.
Yeah, I mean, if it was current me and I didn't have a date to like a rap party or something.
Yeah.
Or a Halloween party, I would ask a friend to go with
same.
Me. I would certainly not stay home because
yeah.
I do that every night.
So, no, same,
yeah.
same. If it's a fun party that I want to go to, I'd take a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's, hey.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say as well. Ew, I hope we like vary some point.
I mean, I'm, yeah, I know.
Just
we
for
really,
the audience.
We need different answers.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. Also, like hot cat costume, it's like, a little on the nose.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It's like, desperate.
Yes. Like, okay, I'm going to be a sexy cat. Meow. It's like, honey, think of something a little
higher level than that.
Yes.
There's a lot of fun. Like I said, I went as Kat Von D a few years ago.
I actually was a cat for Halloween, like about 15 years in a row. Just different types.
Oh my God. Like, remember on Mean Girls when they all show up at the party and they're like, I'm a cat too. She's like, I'm not a cat. I'm a mouse.
Oh yeah.
It's just like sexy shirt with like animal ears.
Yes.
Yeah. So funny. Listen, we all live in our truth. Do what you want. Be who you want for Halloween. Okay, question three. History is your worst subject. And you've just taken a midterm worth 50% of your grade.
Yikes.
How did you do? A plus, baby. Confident.
It's your worst subject.
Yeah. B, not bad. After all, you did spend the last 2 weeks studying. Or C, is that a joke? You got a better chance of getting a date with Hayden Christensen than passing that test.
Wow, what a reference.
I love it so much.
That's so funny.
He's still acting?
Yeah, wasn't he in like Star Wars and stuff?
Yeah, but that was back in this day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God, I don't know how much time has passed.
He was in Phantom Menace.
Yeah, I don't know when that was. To me, that was like 5 years ago.
Oh my
ago.
God, no, that was like when I was in college. That
was,
yeah, early 2000s.
All right, well, I don't know.
He married Rachel Bilson.
Oh.
Oh, no, wait, they didn't get married. They got engaged, and then they call it the engagement, but they're still together, and then they have a baby together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, her name's... Interesting. Her name is like Aurora. It's a princess.
Oh, okay.
Princess name. But they're still around. I mean, they're like a hot mid-2000s celebrity couple that are still going.
Impressive.
And I admire that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Oh, yeah. Okay, wait. What was the...
Okay, so history.
Okay, so I would say I studied for the last 2 weeks, but I also feel like C might be my answer, actually. I think C, if it's my worst subject, I'm going to say C. Because there would be no way that I'd be getting a good grade. That's just...
This is so triggering to me. I still have, like, anxiety nightmares about sitting in at pre-cal and like, putting the test down and me not knowing fucking
me
anything.
Too.
It's so stressful. I'm so glad I'm not in school anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like learning! I don't like learning anything, okay? I don't like regurgitating facts that I shoved into my brain. I think it's a stupid model for education. Which is why I almost flunked out of college. But I didn't. I got that degree, baby.
Good for you.
But it was really hard because I never studied before and my school was really hard.
Oh.
Yeah, it was bad. I like almost flunked out my first semester.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But
well,
I didn't. My dad said, I don't care if you want to be a nun. You're getting a college degree. You're a Johnson. Johnsons go to college. So I went and I don't use it. And he reminds me of that every time I talk to him.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're going to go with C?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with B only because I feel like me like bombing a test that bad would like ruin my life, and I got good grades. I got into a good college. So,
yeah, same. I feel like if it was 50% of my grade, I would have definitely studied a ton.
Right.
But that's also, don't make it 50% of the grade. Bitch.
I mean, that's very collegey.
That's so mean.
And this is, I would imagine, catered to high school women. So, yes, I'm shook.
Yeah.
Quite frankly,
yeah.
I'm shook. Wait, so are you going with C or B?
I'm
going
to stick with C just okay. to vary it up.
Yeah, we got it. Come on. We can't be the same person,
no,
Lauren.
No, we're not.
We're different women. Okay, question four. Auditions for your school's production of Grease are tomorrow.
Oh!
Will you try out? This was catered to actresses.
Great.
A, no way. You don't want to spend the rest of your life known as the girl who fell off the stage.
Jesus.
B, duh. Your portrayal of Sandy will be noted as the first step towards your superstardom in the E! True Hollywood story of your life. Or C, why not? Last year's cast could barely remember their lines.
Damn, that's...
What a hater!
So mean.
C is like Daria.
It is. Okay, I would go with B, but then what would happen is I wouldn't even get in.
Oh my God.
That's always me in high school.
You know what? Same with me, and I think it's because we were tall.
Really?
And they can't cast you with the short dudes because they haven't hit puberty yet.
If I can write it all off as I was tall, then I'd love to do that.
Dude, I feel like my theater teacher had something against me as well.
Oh, see, okay, I think I only got into the sketch show. Basically, it was like a variety show every year.
Oh, that's fun.
But I wouldn't get into a lot of our plays were put on by students where students would cast and they wouldn't cast me.
What?
And then I also wouldn't be cast with the theater teachers, even though I took theater and always had fun. But I was named best actress. I do have to brag about that.
Oh, so, wait, from who? The Thespian Society?
No, from the yearbook.
My God. Look at you, girl.
I just have to brag.
That's your first note on your E! True Hollywood story, isn't it? That's
pretty
cool.
Yes, my little black and white picture comes into frame.
That's so neat.
Yeah, but it's only because all the kids went to go see the variety show every year more than they went to the other plays, so they were aware of my existence.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate that we keep being the same answer, but I guess we're both like really balanced people because I'm B all the way. Like,
yeah.
I would definitely not be a Sandy. I would love to be Rizzo.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you see that?
Remember our
Grease? Or Frenchie!
Our Grease sketch?
Yes! Oh my God, Lauren and I, we used to be on a sketch team together and we did a Grease sketch and you were Frenchie.
I was Frenchie
and
you
I
were
was
Sandy.
But I wore a wig and
no, it
whatever.
Was really funny. I love that sketch.
It was really fun. That picture of us in the outfits is so
it's
cute.
It's so perfect.
Maybe I'll post
you should
it
post
when
it.
This goes up.
Yes.
I'll find it. Okay, so B. Yeah. I also fell off the stage in high school during a performance of Auntie Mame.
What? That question is not even as exaggerated as it seems.
It was so funny because I played Mrs. Upson and Auntie Mame like walks in and stumbles and I go, "Do be careful, dear. We don't have homeowners insurance," or something like that. And then I sit back on the couch super confidently and the last peg of the couch wasn't on the stage and I completely fell. And we like had to improvise, and the guy playing Mr. Upson was like, "Honey, are you okay?" And I go, "I guess we should get that health, that insurance." And the whole audience died.
Hey, really good job.
Yes, girl, improv.
Wow.
And I got, you know, International Thespian Society, were you in that?
ITS? No, but I do know what that is. Yeah.
I got Best Supporting Actress. I
hey!
For falling off of the stage. Thanks, honey.
It's a huge save. That's like all what it takes to be an actress.
I mean, live theater.
You gotta do it.
Live theater!
Live theater.
That's what we do. Okay, number five. You're supposed to go to the movies with your boyfriend, but he calls at the last minute and says he's running late. Your reaction? A, it's the anniversary of the first time you went to the movies together. He must have planned a surprise party.
Whoa.
I know. B, he's probably trying to figure out how to say I'm dumping you without laughing.
Oh,
those are the two most stark answers. Like,
without laughing.
They're both so jaded in different ways.
That is so messed up.
Oh my God. And C, this time you're making him buy the popcorn. You hate missing the previews.
Yes.
I mean, that's, of course, that's what we're picking. The other two are fucked up.
If you're a psychopath. First of all, assuming someone's throwing a surprise party is like the quickest way to fucking get your feelings hurt. Like, I think I have thought that in the past, like something like that. Like, there have been many times in my life where I think I'm getting a surprise and then I don't. And it's like, why did I build up that I was getting some sort of surprise?
That is one of the sickest, most narcissistic things I've ever heard in my life. I remember, like, because Adam, he proposed 5 years in.
Uh-huh.
So there were a couple times where I was like, could this be it?
Yeah.
You know, like, I remember, I think it was like our third or fourth anniversary, and we were on the beach and the sun was setting, and he was like, "I'll be right back." And I was like, "Where's he going? Oh my God, he's getting the ring. Oh my God." He comes back and he's like, "I got a poop bag for the dog." And I was like, "Okay, great. Yeah. Yeah. Pick up the shit."
He's like, "Why are you crying?"
Yeah, exactly. But it's fine. It came when it was supposed to. It all worked out.
Perfect.
I just like didn't want to look old on my wedding day. I was like, if I wait till I'm like 40, and I know that's fucked up. I'm not saying you're
and
old
you
when you're 40.
The Botox, so
and
you
I got the Botox.
I'm sure that you didn't.
Exactly. That's probably why I got it, because I was like, I'm self-conscious. I waited till I was 30 to get married. All my friends in my school got married when they were 20.
You look like you're 22.
Oh, girl, thanks. Okay, yeah, that one was a psycho answer. Both big C on that one. Six, your older sister is throwing a party at your house.
Cool.
And she's letting you come. You imagine A, having a kick-ass time getting to know her friends. B, a hush falling over the room as you descend the stairs. The captain of the swim team, whom you've been drooling over all year, emerges from the crowd, drops to his knees, and begs you to be his girlfriend.
Jesus.
Or C, being stuck with that weird kid whose idea of humor is crushing soda cans on his forehead. That's really judgmental. I bet he's going to be the most brilliant artist of their entire graduating class, honestly. He's probably going to create fucking Uber or something.
Wait, what was A?
A is you're going to have a kick-ass time getting to know her friends.
Oh, God. I think I would probably go with C. My brother did have a party at our house one time when my parents were out of town, and I wasn't allowed to come down, and I watched it from my parents' bedroom window. They were, like, in the backyard and stuff, and I was, like, watching from the window, like, and then I think I tried to tell on him at one point.
Wait, he said, don't narc me out, but wouldn't let you come?
No.
And you didn't narc him out?
No, yeah.
Dang, you're, how much older is
he's
he
He's 3 years older.
Okay, so my sister's 2 years older, and same thing. She had a party at the house, and I did go, but I was so, so awkward and nerdy that I was uncomfortable.
Yeah, it would have been bad if I went down.
I'm going to go with B, and this is why.
Oh.
Because I'm a dreamer, baby, and I am very imaginative, and I think at least once a day I, like, drift off and, like, imagine something crazy like this happening. Like, when I first moved here, I was 21, and I had this vision of, like, I was sitting at Coffee Bean, and, like, Lindsay Lohan would come in and, like, sit next to me, and we'd just start, like, randomly chatting. We became best friends.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, like, I have things like that, too.
Be like, you know, I think she would really, like, Rihanna. I'm like, Rihanna, I think, would really like me. If she got to know me, if she knew who I was, I think she'd be like, Jackie, you're, like, really cool. I think we need to be friends. I'm like, okay, yeah. So,
yeah,
I'm gonna go with B. Just the swim team captain sees me and is like, I know you're a total dork nobody and you're 2 years, you know, grades below me and you're a virgin and I think I still want to, like, go out with you. So I'm gonna go with B.
Okay,
let's
good.
Live
we're
our
really,
lives.
We're really varying from the
and you're
path.
Gonna go with C.
I am. I'll probably end up talking to that weird kid crushing cans at his forehead.
I'm telling you, that kid is like the Chris Farley of his time.
No, I'm sure I would talk to the weird kid because I was the weird kid.
Yeah, weren't we all? That's why we're in this room.
This is what's happening.
Podcasters were the weird kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, question 7. There's only 2 left. This quiz was kind of long.
It was.
Your best friend scored 2 backstage passes to the Blink 182 show and invites you to go. You think, A, she'll most likely cancel the night before and take her stupid boyfriend instead.
What?
This girl needs some fucking Zoloft. B, cool, what should I wear? Or C, oh my God, you always knew you'd date a guy with neck tattoos.
Oh my God.
That's basically saying, oh, Travis Barker's gonna fuck me.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
That's disgusting. I would say B, what am I gonna wear? I'm
yeah,
so excited.
Me too. And like, yeah. How crazy this question.
It is so crazy. And the answers are so weird. Why would your friend take away the invitation? That's so mean.
This girl's clearly jaded. I feel like she has abandonment issues.
Like, it'd make more sense if it was
life.
Like, my parents won't let you, like, will let me go or something.
Right. I mean, she's dark, but isn't it funny that it says Blink-182 and Blink-182 is having like this huge renaissance right now?
I was just listening to Blink-182 yesterday. I like sought it out on Apple Music and played a whole album.
Oh my God.
It was like great. And we had Mark Hoppus Bangarang, my improv team at UCB, and it was
Did I ever tell you that story?
Mm.
So basically, Lauren met Mark Hoppus through Twitter, right?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that's how it happened. Yeah.
And she invited him to come be a guest on the improv team that she is on with my husband. And I do you know I'm like the biggest Blink-182 fan in the world?
I think,
like,
I knew that a little bit, but not fully.
They just really, in my formative years, really spoke to me. And I'm just like, yeah. Their first, like, well, Enema of the State and Take Off Your Pants and Jacket are like, kind of earth thing to me. And the self-titled, the next CD after that. Anyway, I like died when I found out he was coming. And I took a picture with him backstage. I never do that, but it was like 13-year-old Jackie needs this.
Yes.
And then y'all went to Birds afterwards, which is the bar next door to Upright Citizens Brigade. And he goes, Jackie, we're over here. And literally, I was sitting alone with him for probably, it felt like 5 hours. It's probably more like 5 minutes, but it was just me and him talking.
Wow.
It was one of those things where, like, I felt like he was trapped to talk to me because y'all were all talking and his wife was there and everybody was talking stuff. And I said more stupid shit to him than I've ever said in my life in a 5-minute period.
What did you say?
Oh my God. It was just so bad. I was like, I saw you at Gracias Madre once, and which is a restaurant in LA. And he's like, oh yeah. And I go, yeah, you were there. Tobey Maguire was there too that day. And he goes, oh, I remember that. And I go, yeah, are you vegetarian? And he goes, yeah. And I go, cool, I'm vegan. He goes, cool. And he's like, how come? And I was like, oh, you know, the environment and the animals. And I just like went on this fucking like psycho drive. And then I was like, so how's LA? How do you like LA? He's like, oh yeah, me and my kid and my wife, we were overseas living in London. And I was like, how come you only had one kid?
Oh my God. I love that.
I was like, I'm only having one kid because the world is overpopulated. Is that why? And he was like, like, it was just every fucking awkward, terrible thing. I was like, okay, so when I was in high school, I would see Blink every time they came through Dallas, and you had a pink bass, and pink's my favorite color. It was literally,
I reverted
back to being a fucking 13-year-old, and literally, he took all of it like a champ.
Must happen to him all the time.
And he was like, oh yeah, that's a great bass. I played it a lot. I still play it. I mean, it was
he's so nice.
I know, he's the best, and I love him like an older brother or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, he was so important to me, and
And it was, and Adam walked up eventually, and then they started talking about music and stuff, and I bailed because I knew it was awkward. I go, I gotta go home to the dog. I'll see you guys later. And I left, even though he was there. Like,
yeah,
he stayed all night.
He did hang out.
And, like,
yeah,
bought drinks for everybody and stuff. And, but I walked to my car going, you fucking dummy. Oh my God. Like, I fucking beat myself up over that. Sorry,
I have
Mark.
Done that. No, I have done that stuff so much so where I, like, won't stop thinking about it. And, like, and then, like, a year later, it'll just, like, pop in your head and you're like, I hate myself.
Yeah. I have PTSD from it.
Yeah.
It was so stupid. And I'm like, can I redeem myself? I hope I see him again someday and, like, can be like, hey, remember when I was a psycho to you? Last question. We need to move this along. Okay. Eight, during lunch, you receive a note telling you to go to the principal's office. Why? A, she recognized your innate leadership abilities and wants advice on running the school. That is insane.
Like, how to run the school.
B, either your mom dropped off the house key you forgot, or the principal heard you were late for gym again. Or C, you might as well go home because you're getting expelled.
Jesus.
This is the craziest
quiz. It's obviously B. And also, like, if you have to ask if you're optimistic, you don't know anything about yourself. Like, the whole quiz is a mess.
I'm not saying I'm disappointed in it because I feel like we learned a lot about each other.
Oh, I'm loving it.
But it's just, the answers are so polarizing.
You could just write that in 2 seconds. It's just ridiculous.
Right.
Who wrote it? Does it say?
Linda Barth.
Good job.
And I will say, I tweeted at the woman who wrote the first quiz I did on this podcast because it was her Twitter and I tracked her down. I think through LinkedIn. Like, she worked at UIM, then she worked at this magazine. And I tweeted at her and I was like, hey, I just did your quiz. Like, are you too flirty? And she goes, cool. Like, she didn't even care.
I'm sorry, but that is funny.
I was like, girl, you're getting a shout out.
And
okay?
Like, and also, like, it's kind of insane. It's like, you wrote that a long time ago and someone's doing it now. Like, that's funny.
Yeah. Get your life together, lady.
Get it together.
You know, I'm going to say A, and then here's why. I was student body vice president.
Wow.
And I would go to the principal and tell him, like, what was going on. Like, I was such a, like, prissy, prude, goody two shoes, suck up, teacher's pet. I loved high school. Like, I flourished in high school.
Wow.
So I'm going to go with A.
Okay, great. I'm going with B.
I also love that they made the principal a woman.
Me too.
I thought that was fun.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're going with B.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So while I tally up the scores, will you just plug whatever you have coming up, your social media, anything for people that you want to say?
If you want to find me online, you can go to Twitter at Lauren Lapkus or Instagram at Lauren Lapkus. I'm also on Snapchat at Lolo Lap Lap because I made it before I thought anyone would ever look at it and I would have made it my name otherwise. We're kind of in the same boat on this situation that it's so hard to find. And I also have a podcast called With Special Guest Lauren Lapkus, which is on the Earwolf Network. You can find it on iTunes. And I'm on an HBO show called Crashing, which Jackie mentioned at the top of the show. And it's currently on HBO Go. And we got picked up for a second season. So it's really exciting. And what else? Oh, I can plug Wild Horses. You can come see us once a month at UCB or at Largo, also once a month. And we have celebrity guests and we chat with them and it's really fun and it's a fun little time. And then we do improv based off the conversation.
Yeah, if anyone's an LA or SoCal local, check out the Wild Horses shows. They're so insane. I'll never forget that one. I don't even want to say what you said. Basically, you were a woman. You were in the womb and you fucked your twin brother in the womb.
It was one of the most insane things I've ever seen.
It was really great, though. I mean, the crowd was dying for like 10 minutes, like until y'all could even start again. So guess what? We're both sane. We were only 1 point different.
Oh.
And we both are the glasses half full, honey.
Hey.
Bravo on being a girl who knows that life is full of ups and downs. You never assume something is going to suck, but you also don't expect perfection. As a result, you most likely spend less time feeling depressed than your not-so-centered friends. So help them out. If one says she's doomed to a life of loneliness because she doesn't have a date for Friday night, remind her that things will improve. They always do.
Oh.
And with that, we close the magazine. And we close this segment of Natch Butte.
That was
Thank
fun.
You for coming, Lauren, the
Thank
Quain,
you.
The Quain of podcasts. Thanks for being on this one. And I'm going to just go out by saying, girls, don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. That's right, honey.
I have been moisturizing my neck.
You gotta cream the neck. Cream the neck. Cream the neck. Keep your fringe fresh.